Tomorrow it says, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up from before it gets wide. Now, we discussed yesterday the story that happened with Wave. It's very important to know that story in order to do the next Gemara. So let's just recap quickly. The story of the Noivir Kehanim was that David HaMelech was running away from Shaul. He went and he hid, and he convinced the people in the town of Noiv to watch over him, because he was an emissary, he said, of Shaul. Meanwhile, Doeg saw what was going on. He went and he told Shaul HaMelech that you got a whole town full of traitors. They're harboring a convicted criminal, felon. And he sent Doeg, and they wiped out the town of Kehanim. And because of that, there was a tremendous punishment. Years later, that Shaul had to get, that Doeg had to get, and that David HaMelech had to get. Now, the Gemara is going to be discussing what was the punishment that David got because of that story. And now keep in mind, what was David's avala? What did he do wrong? Think about it. He's running away for his life. What did he do wrong?
Using them as human shields.
Right. That means he knew, he had to have known, that he was jeopardizing their safety. And he didn't tell them. If he would have came in and said, look, guys, I'm really a criminal. They think I'm a criminal. And they're looking to kill me. Do you still want to hide me? And they would say, yeah, David, we're with you. So, okay. So then he did nothing. But he was misleading, because he had a feeling that if he would have said the truth, they would not have harbored him. He would have been killed. He was fearful for his life. And therefore, in his quest to get them to keep him, to hide him, he misled them a little. They gave him food, they gave him some ammunition and stuff, and they appeared to Doeg as siding with him in arming him to go with his rebellion against Shaul HaMelech, so to speak. That's how it appeared. What would they were really doing? Were just keeping him going.
Well, maybe his whole plan was that they, if they wouldn't know that he was against Shaul, that there would be no recriminations against him.
There was what?
No recriminations against him because they didn't know.
You mean, yeah, that's a very good kasha. You're asking a very, at the end of the day, Daytaka didn't know. So why did he kill him? And that we'll have to discuss when we discuss that part of the story. What the Gemara is discussing now, though, is what happened to David HaMelech. What was his punishment? And the Gemara says, brings out a pasuk. For Yishbi b'noiv, asher b'yaldei harafa, or mishkal kinoi, and the weight was shloish meis mishkal. The Gemara will explain this pasuk. Shloish meis mishkal l'chayshis, 300 mishkal l'chayshis, v'chogur chadosha, v'yoymer l'hakish is David. And he was told to hit David with it. Now, what is this pasuk talking about? My v'yishbi b'noiv. What is the first words? V'yishbi b'noiv. Amr v'yudam rav. Ish sheba al iske noiv. It's because this happened to him, because v'yishbi b'noiv is coming to tell you that because of what happened to Noiv, this is what happened to David HaMelech. What happened? Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'David. Hashem said to David HaMelech, until when will this sin be hidden within your hands? Al yodcha, because through you, Neherga, Noiv, Era Kehanim, the town of Noiv, the city of Kehanim was wiped out. Fal yodcha, and through your hand, Nitrad, Doeg Ha'adami, Doeg lost his in chilek, his share in the next world. He lost out. That he doesn't have. Why? Because he was Mesaper Loshen Hara, Rashi says, on David.
Oh.
What?
Blaming the victim.
What?
David, Doeg spoke Lashnot on David.
Against David.
And it's David's fault.
Right.
For making him lose his...
Correct, correct. And we'll talk about that too. These are all things we have to talk about. Yeah, now you want to know why it's so tough to give such a shit. Can you imagine what's going on over here? The Chavetz Chaim in Shmir Shaloshim brings down a Maisa, Halach Maisa. When Reuven says Lashon Hara, Shimon hears Lashon Hara. So what happens now? Whose fault is it? Reuven said Lashon Hara to Shimon about Levi. All three of them are going to get it. Because the Maisa is, Levi did whatever he did. That was going that Reuven should say Lashon Hara about him to Shimon. That means a person has to realize so right that a person has to realize that he could be held accountable for somebody else saying Lashon Hara about him. Now the guy who says to Lashon Hara is also going to get punished, like we see Doeg lost his Alamab. The one who we said Lashon Hara to, Shaul, also got punished. Because the Medaber, the Shemea, and the one that it's being spoken about. This is a whole thing in Shemir Salashon, in Hilchos Lashon Hara. But we see, he points it out. We'll talk about it in a later shiur, this concept. But let's just go right there to discuss David's aspect over here. What happened to David because of this? First of all, he caused that the Eric Kehanim got killed. Second of all, he caused that Doeg was lost from Olam Haba because he spoke Lashon Hara against him. The third, Vayotcha Nehregu Shol v'Shloi Shebonov. And because of you, Shol and three of his children were killed. Okay? Now, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem say to David? V'tzayincha yichlu z'aracha? Do you want that your children should be wiped out? Oy timse b'yad oyev. Or that you should be handed over to the hands of your enemy. That was the choice he was given. Now again, at this point, you also have the same very interesting question. If someone comes over to someone, you know, imagine a Kohen Gadol comes over and he says to Reuven, listen, you want to get punished for what you did wrong, but you want your children to suffer. How is he even allowed to say, I want my children to suffer? You're not even allowed to pick that choice. So yes, we know that the Gemara is going to say, "Amal afan of Ribbono Shalom." He said to Hashem, "Mutav emsa biyad oyev lo yichla zari." Better give me over to the hands of my enemies than to destroy my children. What's the big deal? It's a no-brainer. How would he be allowed to give over anyways? Another question.
He wouldn't give over.
What?
David?
Why would he be even allowed to say, no, let my children
to say,
suffer?
Okay, to say,
But he was given such a choice by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we have to understand that. Another thing, is we learned in the Gemara yesterday, and this is Ben Yoyote asks, that the reason why it's so important over here in our Gemara, we're discussing it, is because Samcheiriv really could have conquered Klal Yisrael had he went right in then. But he didn't. He waited a night. Why? Because that was the last night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to keep them responsible for what happened 200 years earlier in the days of David HaMelech. Therefore, when Sancheriv came and he surrounded the walls of the city, if he would have attacked that night, he would have won, then basically he would have been destroyed. Frank the Ben Yehuda, because of something that happened 200 years ago, you're going to go and punish. What the people in Yerushalayim do now? What did they deserve it for? What did they do? The Rish Kehler by us in the morning said the same thing in the Chumash. Golos Mitzrayim. It was all a punishment because of Mechili Shezim. What did they do? Because something that the great-great-great-grandfather did. So these are all shailas that have to be tied together and understand in this Gemara. But what happened? Now the Gemara is going to explain the story. Is it already 10 after 10? Boy, time flies. Okay, to be continued. Mr. Monday, we'll go right there. We'll say over this quickly, and we'll go over the story, what happened with David HaMelech, how he was almost killed. And yet, Hashem saved him with a net. And we're going to have to understand, wait a minute. He's getting punished because he was going to be killed, that Doeg lost his thing because of, and Shaul got killed because, and so she killed him. No, at the end of the day, he still survived because of anotherness. So then why did we go through the whole rigmarole to begin with? So we have what to discuss. Beth Hashem, on Monday we'll do this. Okay, Beth Hashem, we should email, we should be the Kesher. It could be I could, when's the next time he's there home for Shabbos, he's home?
Maybe Shabbos.
Shabbos. Whatever, we should get together, we should introduce ourselves. I might be able to, I'm not a scary guy. I look like this, but I came from the other side of the town. I remember when Rav Avigdor Miller convinced my parents. Convinced my parents. We had television, convinced the crowd.